Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. As food insecurity grows in Ottawa, the Barrhaven Food Cupboard's Holiday Hamper program will serve over 350 clients this season. In Ottawa, an estimated 39,000 residents access food banks every month. The Barrhaven Food Cupboard serves roughly 1,500 of them on a monthly basis. The Holiday Hamper program is meant to help provide some relief to food insecure residents around the holidays. The hampers are filled with all the items needed for a holiday feast, including a turkey and all the fixings. This year, the Barrhaven Food Cupboard has received orders for over 350 food hampers and counting. According to CEO George McDonald, the demand for the holiday food hampers has steadily risen since the beginning of the pandemic.
It's clear that there are many people that are desperate for food, and we really are helping them. One significant thing we do every year is what we call our Christmas hamper program. In 2019, we delivered 198 hampers. These were physical hampers with turkey and everything goes with it. In 2020, we couldn't deliver actual food in the hampers, but we delivered gift cards that were the equivalent of would be in a hamper. And we had 297 of those, so a clear 50% increase. And the number isn't in yet for this year, but we're well over 350. And this is a tough time of year for many people, and they want to be able to feed their family, but also to have a little extra money to buy gifts for their kids and so on. So we are in a position to provide the food end of that for many people that are hurting at this time of year.
McDonald says that the food bank is blessed with the community's generosity. He says that donations of food and cash made during the holiday season often keep them running well into the new year.
People are more generous during the November-December period because of the holiday season. So our receipt of food donations ramps up dramatically. This is in large part due to the local grocery stores participating in food collection. The cash donations that we get also ramp up because others are thinking of making some sort of a donation because it's Christmas or because it's the end of the year. We often find that inventory plus up that we get carries us through into New Year by quite a ways. But once you get on around to March, April, May, then our inventory is usually quite low. And from time to time, we have to purchase food.
In fact, McDonald says the food bank often needs to purchase food when there is high demand. They largely rely on fundraisers run by local community organizations. The Ottawa Food Bank, the largest food bank in the city, spends around $4 million every year on food. The Barrhaven Food Cupboard, which is entirely run by unpaid volunteers, processes about 40 orders per week, distributing food and other necessities to around 350 families every month.
We're a totally volunteer organization. We do not have any paid staff, so everything we do is through the contribution of time by about 80 volunteers to keep our operation going, for receiving food, for sorting it, maintaining our inventory, serving our clients, delivering to our clients, purchasing from stores, collecting food from stores, running the operation from a point of view of making the appointments and so on. There are quite a few different tasks that our volunteers do. The other point is that we're part of a community garden, so we grow some of our own produce during the summertime, and volunteers do that as well.
Every month, about 59,000 people go hungry in Ottawa, but only 39,000 access food banks. Black and Indigenous residents are three times more likely to experience food insecurity than non-racialized people, but less likely to access food banks. There are over 90 organizations in the region offering food bank services to low-income residents. McDonald wants residents experiencing food insecurity to know that food bank services are free and accessible to anyone who needs them. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.